Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage Tuesday announced a settlement for federal law violations regarding the handling, storage, and disposal of hazardous wastes. The EPA reports that J-Bear self-disclosed on October 19th of 2019 200,000 pounds of expended small arms cartridge casings had been stockpiled and were determined to be toxic from lead contamination. It's being reported that the base successfully recycled all of its brass casings till 2017 when recycling had been continued. The case's settlement sets conditions for resuming the expended small arms cartridge casings recycling program, and earnings will finance other J-Bear recycling endeavors. Ed Kowalski, director of the EPA's Enforcement and Compliance Assurance Division, said the settlement holds the U.S. Air Force accountable, paves the way for the recycling program restart, and protects public health and the environment. The EPA will allow J-Bear to recycle brass expended small arms cartridge casings instead of disposing them in permitted Resource Conservation and Recovery Act treatment storage and disposal facility. Under the settlement, J-Bear needs to decontaminate the building where the cartridges were stored, report to the EPA on its progress recycling them, and notify them when it's finished. According to the EPA, the settlement also resolves the universal waste management violations identified during a base inspection on October 7th through 9th of 2019. The base reportedly paid a penalty of $61,554 as part of the settlement. A resolution approving the Tourism and Economic Development Program objectives for fiscal year 2022 was discussed at the Tuesday night Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting. KPB Title 19 requires the Assembly annually approve program objectives promoting tourism and economic development prior to entering into grant or contractual agreements. Assemblyman Jesse Bjorkman.
These objectives are required to be approved before the budget process so that folks can be aware of what the objectives are and respond then to a request for proposal after the line item in the budget is approved.
Assemblyman Bill Elam met with borough staff to develop the proposed program objectives. The group referenced the nonprofits Kenai Peninsula Tourism Marketing Council and the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District and their current promoting and tracking activities of the borough in a non-area-wide basis. The program objectives for promotion of tourism and marketing for fiscal year 2022 include promoting the unique travel destinations to each of the 30 unincorporated communities, promoting significant increases in tourism during the shoulder seasons, and tracking online impressions and conversions of impressions to sales in the tourism markets. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce shed insight onto the proposed objectives.
The Assembly actually sets the objectives. You know, they've basically gone in and identified the time period in which the advertisement will take place. And the information, of course, that will be disseminated to the community and at FAR, you know, depending on where we go. We're going to go in-state again with our advertising. Our focus will be in-state again due to the events that we're experiencing here. And so the one that you may be referring to is on the shoulder season and doing some advertising, marketing the borough. And we'll be putting out an RFP for that. We'll be doing that here in the near future.
Grants to the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District and to the Small Business Development Center are authorized through state statute regarding second-class borough powers that allows providing for economic development on a non-area-wide basis. The resolution became effective upon its adoption. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.